All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where were you?
January 14th, 1969. In the news, Hollywood gossip. Actor Max Baer, who plays Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies, was arrested near his home in Studio City after allegedly threatening to kill a neighbor and her friend if they did not tell him the whereabouts of his wife. At the movies, a race car driver becomes a champion with a Volkswagen Beetle with a mind of its own. Disney's The Love Bug stars Dean Jones.
Without a real car, I'm only half a man.
Also, Michelle Lee, David Tomlinson, and Buddy Hackett.
It's a matter of talking their language. You have a little feel for tradition and some courtesy. You'd be surprised you can unscrew the unscrutable.
Tuesday Night TV features a special night and a serious moment on the Red Skelton Hour.
And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day, and he walked over, this little teacher, Mr. Lasswell was his name. He says, "I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion, the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands, one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, and just as incapable of being divided. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
On the radio, fifth week in a row, Marvin Gaye is holding at number one with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, a song that reached number two for Gladys Knight a little over a year ago.
It took me by surprise, I'm afraid, when I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine, not much longer would you be mine.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1969.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.